Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. That's right, folks. It's I, the YouTube icon himself, and you're here for another edition of Talking Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys all had a good week. And I'm terribly sorry about our technical difficulties last week. However, we are back in full swing, ladies and gentlemen. And I am here for yet another edition. It is Talking Tuesday, so who knows what fun will happen. I can tell you that, yes, yet again, people claim they're going to be calling in, so we should be having some guests tonight. Maybe perhaps a local artist or so forth. And who knows who else. So, I guess sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as let the festivities begin. If you can't hear me, I'm running around getting my drinks ready. I'm sorry I don't have them ready yet. I had prepared them, only I wanted to make sure we had no technical difficulties this time, so I had to make sure that didn't happen, so. Without any further ado, here I am, folks. Yes, I'm here. So, all right. How are you all doing tonight? I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys are all doing well, like I already mentioned. Busy weekend. I don't know about everyone else. It just seems like the weekend just comes and goes. Even when supposedly nothing goes on during the weekend, I always still manage to keep busy, and stuff keeps on coming up. So it is what it is. Keeps me young and active. So it is what it is. Yes, I have three drinks going, ladies and gentlemen, two of which is coffee. So I'm good to go. We hope. All right. Let's see. So we do have a guest coming in tonight. He's calling in around 7:30-ish or so. A little bit later on tonight. There's a friend of mine from back in the day, and he's a local artist, like I said, coming from, the parts of Boston. So it should be fun. Oh, it feels so much better. That's so easy. All right. So now, excuse me. So last week, I had a bunch of things planned, and unfortunately, none of them transpired. What I wanted to do first, I wanted to get a few things out of the way. First of all, I want to let people know ahead of time, as you guys know, for like a long time now, I've been doing Dream Masters and Dream Matches on YouTube, and a lot of people are amazed with it, and they're loving it. What I want to let people know is the software has absolutely been atrocious. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. It makes it very difficult for me as one of the creators of this show to keep it relevant, to keep it fresh, to keep it good when the software has many, many issues, and it's been out for over a year. I mean, I didn't go to school for video game design, and I don't claim to know as much about video games as maybe even my son does. But, I do know that there's absolutely no reason why it should be this horrible a year later. I'm told that there's patches that were supposed to come out to fix everything. And yeah, there are patches. They're all right. Just none of them are any good. And there's still issues. It crashes. You can't do a live stream on YouTube. Forbid that. That's what our show is based upon. But thanks to that, I've found that it's easier to record on the system than it is to and then upload after that than it is to do the opposite. So we've gone through some different changes with the show. And as you guys have been watching, we've had a lot of great up-and-coming stars, a lot of dream matches and a lot of dream masters, I should say, worldwide, people who are following their dreams and their aspirations we feature now. people that maybe, you know, aren't everyday, you know, names, whether it be music or, you know, athletics or whatever the case may be, but I feel that, you know, the world needs to know more of. So that's kind of where I stand on those things. Now, so as far as pro wrestling goes, since the last show we did, we talked about the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble has since passed. We know, if you guys don't know, spoiler alert, Edge won the men's Royal Rumble 2020. Go figure. I think my son and I said that the other day, that it was a good chance that he would win that. And also, Bianca Belair won the women's Royal Rumble. Perhaps people aren't familiar with Bianca Belair as they would be with other people in the women's division. However, I can tell you that I've seen this young lady grow, and I've seen her develop, and I think she definitely has a chance of doing something. I don't know what it is. I don't watch the show. Again, I refuse to subject myself to whatever is going on. I even heard they tried lighting Randy Orton on fire a number of weeks ago. My family and I watched the Royal Rumble, and this would have taken place after that segment would have aired. And I can tell you that I didn't see any burn marks on his face or anything else. There was no mask worn. There was no fiend showing up. So that was interesting there. I don't really think there was anything too outlandishly surprising about this year's Royal Rumble as much as it could have been. I think the only, you know, thing I had already said, anyone who you see in this kind of battle royal will be someone who's somehow working or under contract. And of course, who wouldn't you know? a lot of the people you saw are people who are either backstage agents or people who have been under contract who we've not seen. Carlito is someone who was signed a number of about a little while ago, and he just made his appearance at the Royal Rumble. And there's a lot of those other people. I don't remember if Melina made her way into the ring or not. She is also under contract with WWE. But I did say that Rhea Ripley was going to be in there. Even though she was my pick to win, I thought that would have been great, but you know, it was good to have someone not a lot of people knew to win the Rumble, to have a completely fresh start. I thought that was cool. Now, the Edge winning the men's Royal Rumble, all right, it's interesting in the sense that, you know, you got that cool comeback story. But I want to point this out. Apparently, the storyline is that he never lost the title that he's, you know, chasing after. Here's my opinion as a wrestling, in wrestling and so forth. I feel like if you have had to, this is just my own personal feeling, if you have had to relinquish your championship due to injury or whatever the case may be, if it's due to injury or something not in your control and you had to relinquish your championship, I feel like that's only fair that when you are given the green light to come back, you should immediately be put into that spot to be getting that. You should be immediately given the opportunity to face whoever the champion is at that particular time. That is my opinion, right alone, apparently. Because on our show, if you, for example, you've seen it, whenever someone loses a championship, the very first person to get the opportunity is the former champion. However, like what we, but what they don't do is something we do, is if someone's not successful, then that guy goes to the bottom of the list and the next guy who's up will take in that, would go into that spot. Well, unfortunately, wrestling doesn't see it that way, or at least, you know, the companies on television don't see it that way. That's why we have the same stale matches over and over again with the same five competitors at the top and everyone else is down the bottom. Our show, we like to keep it fresh, keep it original. And yeah, it's cool to get the champion his first match, but if that person's not successful, it's not about necessarily feeling bad about the champion losing the championship, but also about the next person's opportunity to come up and also to watch the former champion work his way back up, because you know you know, they're going to earn that opportunity again, right? And that's kind of how we feel it should go. That's what we established a long time ago, because that's how it should work. So that's that. So I wanted to chat right quick. I've been doing a lot of reading, a lot of research. And as you guys know, I've been working on adapting a screenplay from a short story. I'm writing a screenplay from a short story, adapting, and it's turned out to be a lot harder than I thought, but I'm actually done with the process. I'm very excited about it, and we'll probably have some news for you guys a little later on, so hopefully there'll be some good stuff there. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank Stephen King for that opportunity. Also, you know, I have to ask people. So coming from New England, right? I'm from New England myself, which is a northeast part of the United States. If you can tell by my accent, even though sometimes it goes in and out and sometimes it's hard to understand anything that I say. And sometimes you can't tell if I'm from Boston or New York or where I'm from. Mars even. If I ever get someone from other parts of the world, for example, Ireland or Australia, there's a good chance my natural brogue will come in, and I don't even know whether that's happening. So this is a real thing, folks. It happens. Anyway, what I found out a long time ago was that when it comes to, being from this area, a lot of people will debate about who the greatest author of New England is, especially when it comes to sci-fi and horror. A lot of people, you know, will say Stephen King, who is still very much alive and well, is very much, you know, a pioneer and an icon. I'm a fan of Stephen King, of course, but I was also a fan of Edgar Allan Poe, who originally is a Bostonian. Of course, he didn't die in Boston, but he was born in Boston and spent some time down here. He actually was stationed at Fort Independence, which is at Castle Island, very long time ago. In fact, his short story, Castle of Montelio, I'm sure I'm butchering the name because I do that a lot, is actually based on a true story that's something that he had heard about that happened there at the fort, about the burying the gentleman in the wall. That apparently really did happen, and Edgar Allan Poe wrote it down in the story. Now, here's the fun part. A lot of people, when they talk about New England writers, they'll usually say, you know, Stephen King or Edgar Allan Poe as far as sci-fi. But what about Rhode Island's own H.P. Lovecraft, who is from Rhode Island? Back in the day, Edgar Allan Poe and H.P. Lovecraft were actually rivals. And, it was a very interesting creative battle, I guess you'd say. Edgar Allan Poe was a critic at one point and had some not so nice things to say about H.P. Lovecraft's early work. But I guess that happens when you have creative minds like that. It can happen that you have, you know, two people whose egos, outshadow each other. I see that in everywhere in Hollywood or anywhere in entertainment, really. I think, you know, Stephen King would probably say those are individuals, and I think he has said those are individuals who has inspired him to get into the film, the writing, you know, genre. I'm just curious what people think. Who is the best of New England as far as horror goes? Is it Stephen King from Maine, Edgar Allan Poe from Boston, Mass., or is it H.P. Lovecraft from good old Rhode Island? That's a good one. People can chat about that if they want. Think about that one. We'll have to, you know, revisit it next time. That's that. Okay. So I know a lot of people are making a big deal about the there's two couple shows that people are making a huge deal about, and you really can't go anywhere without hearing about them. And actually, this kind of carries a couple different things in one shot right here. Those shows are The Mandalorian, about, of course, that's a continuation saga of the Star Wars franchise on the Disney Plus. And the other one is WandaVision, which is, again, part of the Marvel Universe, which, again, is on the Disney Plus network. And, of course, no one's really talking a lot about, believe it or not, yeah, it was originally a comic book, which The Karate Kid, which is now Cobra Kai, as you know, on Netflix. Seems like all of the big things that a lot of people are talking about are not on network television, and they're all going to these streaming services. Those, The Mandalorian and The WandaVision are both strictly on Disney Plus, where the other is on Netflix. And before that, it was on YouTube. So, you know, all these things are very, very interesting in that in those kind of dealings. But what I wanted to do right quick, my wife has started this thing where she's trying out a new TV show every Sunday until she finds something that's going to stick. I think she's into the WandaVision. I tried watching the first episode with her. But here's my thing about these comic book movies and these TV shows. They're always following the comic book characters that I particularly have no interest in. I know that's really controversial since that's like the most popular show right now, right? The Man is that. But I'm all set. I mean, Vision is a cool superhero-ish, but he wasn't, you know, I read a few of the Vision comics, but he's not on my list of comic book people I want to learn about. Same thing goes for Scarlet Witch, which is portrayed also in the movie. You know, there's other superheroes on Marvel I'd much rather watch a TV show about, which are not aired. I know they've tried The Punisher, which is my favorite comic book character. I've said that multiple times. But, you know, The Punisher obviously didn't work out. I don't know if it was casting. I don't know if it's the audience. I don't know if it was where they put it. Me personally, I've always been a fan of The Punisher. I feel like if Batman can work, then there's no reason why The Punisher can't, except for the fact The Punisher is balls to the walls, in your face, this is how it's going to be, where Batman has a knack to be a little bit more, you know, I got all the gadgets and gizmos, but, you know, I have my morals, so I'm not going to do too much. I'm not going to do too crazy. I'm Batman. Where The Punisher, if he feels you're out of line, he'll have no problem taking justice in his own hands. Now, that also said, you know, I know that the reason why they probably can't do this show because of I really can't see it being a network TV show somewhere. I don't know where you would put it. And it also wouldn't be on like one of the regular channels due to the fact that it would have to be like Super M. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't shows out there that have M. Like, of course, The Walking Dead, which is wrapping up this season. This is their final season. They're about to go into The Walking Dead. That's a rated M for mature show due to the subject matter, the graphicness, or whatever. I'm wondering if they can pull off a Deadpool TV show. Deadpool seems to be very popular. I've said before, I was a fan of Deadpool back in the comic book days when I first started reading about the Deadpool character. And then what happened is when Hollywood took over and they started implementing all of these things, all of a sudden, everyone all of a sudden likes Deadpool. Of course, it's like every other one was into the Deadpool all of a sudden. So then when someone would ask questions about Deadpool, and someone like myself who've read the comic books tells them, well, this is how that worked, or someone like myself questions something about it, they look at us like we don't know what we're talking about, which is not the case. It's just the sense that, you know, they have that... You know, the issue that they have is that I feel it might be too violent even for network television. I think that could possibly be their argument. And also, who would you get to play Deadpool as good as what they've already portrayed with Ryan Reynolds? I think they've kind of cemented and locked in Ryan Reynolds as the Deadpool. You know, and as far as that goes, capitalizing on successful Marvel, you know, shows, we can't have a Guardians of the Galaxy show. I mean, I'm sure Dave Bautista, I'm sure Christopher Pratt, These are two individuals who are used to TV formatted shows. Batista, of course, came from wrestling, which is very scripted and telegraphed. Chris Pratt, of course, we know he has been on TV shows. I believe it's Parks and Recreation. People can feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. I know my wife watches that. And so I know they have the knowledge of how to work television. As far as getting a voice for Groot and Rocket, I'm sure that could be easily fixed. As far as the other females of the group of the Darrington's, I don't see why that would be an issue also. Because you know, a lot of people could hide easily under makeup or under metal. But not to mention the fact, some of those actresses who portray those characters, I don't see why they wouldn't be able to do that. If they wanted to have a backstory, I'm sure Michael Rooker, who also has a background in television, would have no issue adapting and bringing back Yondu, whatever his name is, from, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy. They have like a backdrop to, you know, Star-Lord and stuff. They could realistically make a Guardians of the Galaxy TV show and have like the, you know, before, you know, prior to the unveiling of them. If you were to get Wyatt Olof, who played young Star-Lord from the franchise in the movies, I'm sure, you know, obviously we know it would have been a few years since, you know, he's been passed. But if you were to put him and, you know, Michael Rooker on the regular TV show, I think they'd adapt very well. That would be also lucrative for both individuals. That would be work for a little while. I think that Guardians of the Galaxy could honestly be like the show that could actually be something maybe I would even be interested in seeing. Just because it's not the same Marvel trope. It's not the same Marvel groups. A lot of people will put an emphasis on the X-Men, the Avengers, like in the Fantastic Four. Like these are the only groups that are out there. That's not the truth. In fact, there's been very different variations of all of the groups that have already been portrayed, which none of the people who are in those groups are in those, if you want to call a spade a spade. But, I mean, I think it was in Deadpool we saw the X Factor was mentioned. That was kind of made a joke because X Factor was, in fact, it was a group in Marvel, and it was not – Deadpool was not part of the X Factor. It was – but Cable was, and so was Bishop, and so was a lot of other people who were part of the X Factor. Nick Steele was actually part of the X Factor when he adapted from S.H.I.E.L.D., and then he would be the crossover to the Avengers, as we know. So there's that. But as far as the TV shows that are portrayed right now, I've watched The Mandalorian with my wife, the first episode, and I've also watched the WandaVision once with about Vision and Scarlet Witch and company. And, you know, all honestly, I'm not feeling it. I know a lot of people are into it because it's something new and original to them. To me, the characters aren't interesting enough to carry a whole show around. There's other comic book characters in Marvel that could have been affected from that. Again, I just gave you a couple. Guardians of the Galaxy as one, or maybe a freestanding Hulk TV show. There is ability to do that. Quite a few others. So, something to think about, people. I just want to let people. Oh, I started telling you guys about my YouTube show. We're gonna be taking a break from the YouTube shows just for a little while because we're gonna reamp things. I'm tired of the software crashes. I'm tired of not presenting the show the best way possible. I think it's an injustice to you guys and to myself. So I'm letting people know I'm going to put the YouTube show on hold. I'm still going to be working on things, taking notes. Don't worry about that. Building storylines, yes. But I want to wait till I have something better to build on as far as a platform or software before I can go back to doing the shows on YouTube, because it's frustrating, it's annoying, it's It's disrespectful of you guys, the viewers, and myself who are trying to put it on, and the people who I'm trying to portray in these shows. So for a little bit, I'm going to put it on hold. So for the first time in a long time, Dream Masters and the Warriors of Wrestling were going to be put on hold just for a little while, just to regroup, to find some new software or some other platform to utilize. If anybody has any suggestions, please email me at wowwdreammatches, dreammatches at gmail.com. Or you can find me on Instagram at, how to find me on Instagram and all that other fun stuff. Also want to have something very exciting to announce right now. As of tonight, we are officially joined. We're also on Spotify. So that's kind of where my other one was too. But now both shows are on Spotify. So those people who are on Spotify who aren't on, don't want to do the Apple thing. But now we're on Apple, we're on Spotify, and anywhere else you could find us. So make sure you tune in and listen. Because you don't know what's going to happen. We're all going to have guests here and there, and it's going to be a fun time. In the randomness that happens in the F World headquarters, that is what we are. So there you have it. But while I'm doing that, I want to give a couple shout-outs to some F4Ls out there. So to the Stritzel Fight Club, who just had a fighting meet not long ago, I think it was last weekend, completely dominated the playing field. So to Mason and Carter Stritzel of the Stritzel Fight Club, well done, gentlemen. It was great to see you guys dominating, representing well in real life as much as in TV show, as well as Leo the Bull Curtis, who's trying to get some stuff going. He's trying to do some races and is trying to earn some money so he can earn some awareness and do some charity work. So make sure you go find Leo the Bull Curtis on Instagram so you can help him out to meet his goals so he can make a difference in making other people's dreams come true as well as our good friend JoJo the bodybuilder, who, by the way, their shirt is still amazing, still feels great, and yes, my workouts are getting better, and I've already lost weight, you guys haven't missed it. Also want to shout out the Father-Son Fist Bump. I haven't heard from them in a little while. I'm hoping they're well. And to the OK Thank You, Mike, Tristan, and Robin. By the way, congratulations, Mike, Tristan, Robin. Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl. Congratulations. So well done. I hope everyone's doing well in who's part of our show. You guys all know who you are. And I also want to say thank you to number 13, Yasani Verkovits, our young Russian football star, who is so thrilled about being part of our show that he actually puts them up on his updates as if like it's a cool thing. So shout out to him and all the F4Ls around the world. Minty, of course, who's undefeated in his Minty's challenges, ladies and gentlemen, for the record. Once we reconvene the show, Minty's challenges will be down. And also, if people want to tell me who they like as far as the roster goes, that'd be a huge help to me to find out kind of what works and what doesn't. Who are the top Dream Masters, I should say, in Warriors of Wrestling, which is a women's roster. So that should be fun. Now, it could be a thing that it is not something that happens a lot, but I'm going to be doing some more of these reviews. One second, folks. So, just letting our guests know that he is more than welcome to chime in at any point and call in. Anyone else would like to call in, make sure you can call us and reach us at 516-453-9380. And no telemarketers, please. And come on now. That was the greatest thing I've ever had popping there, right there. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I want to give another shout out to Michael Fishman, one of our very first guests here on the Fitness Center, who was, nice enough to you know, come on the show, our first inaugural, you know, fucking Tuesday, I guess. So shout out to him. He's doing big things on in his own right, you know, doing some things. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got up his sleeve going forward. Yeah, we have a short show tonight on Talking Tuesday. So we are pressed for time, believe it or not, because, you know, it's funny. Whenever I set up how long a show should go for Talking Tuesday, just due to the fact that, you know, I don't think people want to hear me talk for 90-plus minutes. I think 90 minutes of updates is good enough from someone. But, you know, what do I know? One second, folks. So, bear with me, folks. I'm just going to do something right quick. I'm actually having to let my buddy know where I'm going to be. So let me just log in right quick. All right. And let's see. One second, folks. Sorry about that, folks. I think our guest is coming in.
Hello.
You are on the air.
Hey,
with
what's
the
going
great
on,
icon
man?
Himself. How are you doing, brother?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm living the dream. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
I want to welcome our very special guest. So I'm glad you got to call in now. Apparently, I set this up for 90 minutes and didn't even realize. So we got about a little bit. We got a little time to catch up and stuff like that, and hear about what you're up to. But first of all, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the people who live under a rock who might not know who you are?
I'm McNeezy. You can get me on www.mcneezy.com. MCNEEZ.com.
Yes, one
That's
of the best
Ryan.
Lyrics and rappers of all of the area, if I'm correct. Isn't that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
I have heard the
How
story,
doing,
and I've heard the rumor mill about the shows. I've actually heard some friends of mine who work with you recently. Not recently, a little bit, I guess. Oh. I guess you worked with my buddies, the Insane Clown Posse, not long ago. Is that correct?
Who?
You worked with the Insane Clown Posse before, right?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about none of that. Hey.
Oh, okay. Well,
whoa.
I guess good things are coming.
I guess so. Yep.
There you go. Interesting. So let me ask you something. So you
so what's kicking chicken?
Well, let's go. What's kicking chicken? Well, let's see. I'm doing the podcast, as you can hear. Doing this. I had an old one. This one's better. yeah. Still doing the YouTube stuff. Still doing the wrestling stuff. Still doing the writing stuff. Still doing the filmmaking stuff. Doing a little bit of everything. Well, all while taking care of the family. How you been?
I've been doing great, dude. Just living
awesome.
The dream.
You
Somebody
gotta,
else's dream. But hey.
Yeah, right. I keep saying
eventually
that.
Eventually it'll catch up to my own.
Right. A little hard work,
yeah.
Dedication, staying on the path, you know?
I got some serious shit brewing.
That's good to hear.
Good
to hear. No, I got to ask you something because you do the rap stuff. I couldn't do the rap thing. I've written songs before and I've written poetry. What is the difference between like a poetry versus writing a rap song? Is it the same thing or no?
I write rap and you write poetry.
Okay. Right.
I got somebody else here too who wants to get on here.
No, I write poetry. I write
This is my buddy Chuck.
I don't write rap. I write songs. I'm not a rapper.
So listen, man, I'm doing a show out in Worcester.
February
21st at Electric Haze. A club called Electric Haze. You can get that website at www.thehaze.com.
Excellent.
And I think
we might have to make a trip out to Worcester.
PM.
Nice.
Yeah,
they're
going
to have live people there?
PM. Yeah.
They're going to be letting people
I'm
in?
I'm not really sure. You know, I had a couple of shows out there before that were canceled then due to the COVID worldwide pandemic.
Yep.
And I'm not sure how everything's working out now, but I've been seeing on the news here and there that everything's been opening up.
Awesome. I can't wait. We'll be there. We'll have to rock out from there. Maybe we'll do the live podcast from there. Good stuff.
Yeah, that would be good.
Stuff, bro. Now, when you do a show, right, how many songs usually do for like a set? I mean, is there a set in a rap show? I'm imagining it's like any other concert, right? You have a set or something?
I do about 20 minutes or so.
Nice.
I try to get a couple of other people involved in it, and I bring guests with me usually.
Nice.
Like me.
Here you go.
I got all
the guitar. I don't play the rap stuff.
There you go. Do you guys work the acoustic with the rap? That would be different.
I only play like U2 and The Cure and all that stuff. He's into totally different music.
Ah.
Yeah, this guy here got some acoustic stuff available.
Oh,
I don't know
awesome.
If you're interested in hearing something.
I love acoustics. I love music in general. I think everyone loves music. I don't
know
anyone who doesn't
like
music anyway. Someone who lives under a rock maybe doesn't like music.
Yeah. He kills it with it.
Oh, man.
You have no idea.
Nice.
Yeah, so we
actually, I just got a keyboard recently, so I'm looking to get back into my playing the keyboards again. My wife, unfortunately, won't let me bring it to the house yet. But
where are you out of?
You know, what's up?
Where are you out of at the moment?
Right now, we're out of Providence, but we'll be around.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
To be honest, we're actually closing on a house in where the hell is it? It's out in Gardner, Mass, actually, is the house. We bought the house last summer during the using the federal grant. Unfortunately, to get the house to be regulated, there's a lot of things that has to get done in the house to make it to be modern because it's an old house, very old house.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, and due to that, like the people who are, you know, handling the remodeling before we can actually live in there, like, we found out like September that they hadn't gone in there to do the work because the local idiots told them about our house and told them the stories that go along with it. So the morons, the people who was hired to go into the house to fix it, didn't step in the house because they believe they've been walking in the house. Now, I've been in this house multiple times. I've never had any problems, by the way.
Yeah.
So, but
you
since
didn't
then,
the floor anyway?
What's up?
You didn't fall through the floor anywhere?
No, I didn't fall through the floor, thankfully.
Ha-ha! I'm only kidding
actually,
you, Daddy.
The floors are really good. You know, as far as the structure goes, it's really good. The problem was the electrical is old because back when it was, a functioning house, they didn't need a lot of electricity. And also, the other thing I had to do is had to make it more modern electricity because I'm pretty certain my family wouldn't be able to change the old school fuse box versus like
right. Don't put a penny behind them anymore. This house that we're in right now is built in 1860, same kind of thing. All the door frames are not even and stuff.
Yeah. So what I had them do is I had them put in a circuit breaker. So that way there it's easier for them because they know how to change those if anything goes down. Plus, I had to move it up to the pantry upstairs in the kitchen so they don't have to go in the basement per se. But, so once we can go into the house, everything's good. Right at the moment, we're just kind of here waiting for it to be done.
Yeah, what's going on with this? Hey, listen, my buddy wants to play something for you.
Oh, yeah? I like music.
Not if you don't want it. I don't want to play it.
Come on, kick him something.
Kick him one of my own songs?
Yep. Kick it.
All right, this is one of my own songs.
Here you go.
Acoustic, though.
Something that I want to run away, but it's the same feeling that makes me stay. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't feel this way. If it wasn't for you, everything be okay. You'll never be happy with me tonight. In this world that I live in, I feel happy all the time. In this world that I live, I'm on earthly run. Oh, I know that you want things to get better. You know that I think things will never change. You'll never be happy with me tonight.
That's it. Hey, man. So we got some
acoustic
going,
right?
Right
there. That's some good stuff.
Oh, man. I'm
I
glad
like
you
that.
Really like that, Jazz.
That's my original.
I can hear some Bob Marley in there. Not Bob Marley. What's his name? Bob Seger right there. I'd say Bob Seger. That was actually really good. Crosby still didn't ask me.
Hey, Jazz. What do you think of that?
Hey, that was good. Some good stuff. Now let's hear you kick a rhyme like quick. Isn't that what they say?
A rhyme?
You want
me
to kick a
rhyme? What do they call
a rhyme? It's tricky. All right. It's tricky to rock a rhyme. It's rock a rhyme. Rock a rhyme. It's tricky. All right. It's tricky. Yeah. That ain't what you want to hear, is it? What do you want to hear, Jazzy?
What do you got? What's one of yours? Let's hear one of yours now.
I'm working on some serious stuff, man, that's underground. I really can't let it out right now.
All right.
When these people come out to the show, they'll get on the face of it.
I heard you had a Jazz Vengeance song. Is that true?
I've been working on something for you.
Yeah? What do you got for us?
I've been working on an entrance song for you, my man.
Yeah? Let's hear it. Let's hear something.
Yeah, I'm putting something on right now.
We're going to put something on here right now.
Uh-oh.
the DJ wasn't in the house tonight.
Oh, that's too bad. What the heck, man? I'm telling you.
We're going to pick something right here. This is my Charlestown song right here.
Here you go.
You have a computer there, Jazz?
Oh, of course. That's what I'm doing my podcast from.
Oh. Yeah, see, I'm on the phone, and I wish we were on video phone, but I don't know why that ain't happening.
I don't know how to do that. That's probably because of that.
Technical difficulties is going on.
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't figured out how to make it a video thing yet. I guess down the road I will be able to. This is a new, like, a new carrier right now, so I'm getting used to it. But I'll tell you this much. This is 6 times better than the old one. At least now there's a guest call-in number, and there is less, you know, problems with people calling in. I had a couple of guests on my old one, and unfortunately, I don't know, it sounded like they were really good and I was really bad. It sounded like they were interviewing me on my own show. Now it's not so much. This is a high-quality show being played upon, you know, iTunes, Spotify, and all the other ones on Spotify, too. But this one is all over the place. And it's live. But after this, I can send you the link to this, and that way there you can spread it out. Make sure you go ahead and like the
show. I'm
going to
turn this down a little bit. Yeah, I wasn't really catching what you were putting down because, you know, this music was blaring in my background. I'm trying to get on here right now.
I get you.
So what has been going on, dude?
Oh, you know, same old, man. Busy, busy.
Getting back in the ring soon or what?
Well, I was in the ring. I retired from the ring in 2019, but I'm still doing, like, promos classes. I'm still doing in-ring segments. But I also have the fundraiser shows that are coming up once after all this nonsense is over. For those, I'm going to be using, I'm going to have the interest for that, of course, because I guess I got to be in action for that. But also,
yeah.
I just got done working for a company as a creative, working creative team for probably one of the biggest companies anyone's ever heard of. They're on television twice a week. There's a hint. Since then I'm not working with them right now, but, cause just, it wasn't working out for me anyway, you know, they benefited pretty well since I saved a few of their people and convinced some people not to leave. And I got one guy to come back, even though they said they'd never come back.
Hey,
what
do you think about this whole COVID thing with all this virtual stuff?
Hulk Hogan.
They're trying to do virtual. Have you seen any of the wrestling recently? Have you watched any wrestling on TV?
I was watching up until a little bit ago, up until like all this started really. Because
what do you think about? I got a question for you, real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
Yeah, no worries.
What do you think about? All the iPhones in the background now instead of people. They're all on FaceTime. You see that?
Yeah, that's the Thunderdome. That's their idea to have a live audience because they thought that was better than having people out there. Which I don't really understand because the other company that's out that way, who is also in Florida, and Florida has already said, you know, that they allow people in their buildings. I don't know why. Now, for the record, the new Thunderdome is actually already in Florida. So I don't know why they haven't brought the live people in yet, because the other company is doing live audiences to tell them, hey, this is dumb. I hate the virtual thing. A lot of the time, everything you hear, like when you're watching it, I don't know if you've watched it or not, but when you hear the people calling and cheering, all that stuff, that's not real. Those are actually piped in from out back. Those are recordings from fans from way back, probably in the 90s when wrestling was popular. And then what they do is they impose it on the show so it makes people think that there's a live crowd there, which is obnoxious and disrespectful at some point. For example, they did an Undertaker thing when the Undertaker retired back in November. And they had people pipe in, you know, thank you, Taker, and all these other things. I said, why do you got to do that? He doesn't need someone to have fake cheers for him. You know, the other
thing. Yeah, you know, I noticed that.
What's up?
I was watching a basketball game the other night, and I noticed that, too, that it was all piped in.
Yeah, all of this. I don't know if everyone's doing it, but I know wrestling is doing it. Like, everything you hear on WWE, anyway, is all piped
in. But they're building up these arenas, you know?
Yeah, but it's also annoying because, you know, because
they're building up all
making
these arenas too.
Yeah.
And
because they want
how much money do you think they're losing on the concession alone?
concession, the live shows, and everything else. They're losing a lot of money and revenue. And now another thing is they just the network just got bought by Peacock, the WWE network. That was a recent thing. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, that's great. Yeah. So the network got bought by Peacock. That's that new NBC app thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know how they
all
have these different apps now? Well, Peacock owns the network now. I guess it's going to start sometime just before WrestleMania. So do you remember when pay-per-views used to be like $80 a pop or $60 a pop at home? Do you remember those days?
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons they did that.
They had a little card, too, that you put in the thing, too.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, you know, the guys used to get a cut from that. You know what I mean? Like, when they'd make those prices, whenever they'd get all the numbers in, guys would get their bonuses or whatever for doing the big draws. You know what I mean? But when network started, everything's $10 a month. So, obviously, the guys are already going to take a cut from that because they're not making big money on that. Well, guess what? Peacock is $5 a month. The WWE Network was $10 a month.
Whoa.
So they're losing $5 more on top of the $10 they already had. Right? So now the guys are even losing even more. I'm talking like the guys who have already been on the show years before that and the guys currently on the roster. So all of that money that they would have made back in the day can't be made now because it's only going to be $5 a month.
I can't believe they're putting that like that. I can't believe it's like that. You know, I love live performances. My main thing is interacting with the crowd. I love interacting with the crowd, dude.
Absolutely.
That is what I love.
100%. I absolutely agree with you. I don't know why one would want to. I wouldn't be able to do it.
I can't.
I have. It's not fun.
I can't interact with an empty room.
Yeah. Or on a virtual camera.
It's not happening.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah,
it takes
away from the experience. They send a couple of dollars. You know, they send a couple of dollars, whatever.
Yeah.
That's not even what it's about for me, my man.
I hear you.
I love the interaction.
It's the adrenaline. I get that. I absolutely agree with that. I mean, one of the biggest things I ever wanted to do was be a wrestler in front of all the people, feeling the adrenaline, having all those eyeballs focused on me, you know, calling my name or booing me or whatever they're going to do. And, you know, just to have that control over that large audience. That's a feeling that people who've never performed doesn't understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was sitting in a room with a bunch of guys and a wrestling came on. They were like, "Oh, wrestling's fake." And I'm like, dude, the guy gets slammed on the mat.
Right up until they hit the mat. There's no fake and gravity.
Yeah.
Gravity's not fake.
Hey, it was fake when the Blue Blazer came down and unfortunately had a mishap, you know?
Yep, shit happens, you know? Accidents happen all the time.
It was really fake when The Undertaker chokeslammed Mankind through the steel cage, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree with you.
That was fake.
I hear you.
That's real fake, you know? Yeah.
That's like people saying that, you know, when you go to concerts or whatever, everyone's lip syncing to the music. That's not true. Because I've been to shows where the people singing either done really well or really bad.
I've been to a couple of shows where I caught they had an ad lib it because, you know, certain circumstances call for it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the bands get into it and they're doing their thing and everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
If people want to call it a scam, it ain't no scam, dude. You go, you spend your money, you have a good time, you had the experience, you're going to remember that forever.
That's what it's about. It's about the experience.
This virtual bullshit, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. This is a whole new world. This is a whole new era, man. I'm not with it. I am not with it at all.
I think you and a lot of other people who like the live performances, I'm one of them. I think live performances are so much better than watching it on TV. I hate it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even attempt to watch a concert on television. Like, it's one thing to watch a concert, like, that's already aired or whatever. But if you think I'm going to pay, you know, $50 to watch a, you know, live feed to a concert venue, you're out of your mind. You know what I mean? You want
to
be there. You want
to. Like you said earlier with the pay-per-views, though, you know.
Yeah.
People were sitting home. You know, they have a couple buddies around drinking and all that. Ha ha. You know,
yeah.
Good time
right.
and all that.
Yeah.
Now COVID and all this.
Yeah.
This pandemic, man. When is this ever gonna end?
I'm hoping soon. I got things coming up, and I don't have time for it. I don't think anybody does anymore. I feel bad for my buddies who run these conventions and stuff. I got a buddy of mine that runs one down in Cherry Hill. He just retired from his just before all this nonsense, he retired from his full-time job so he could focus on his convention, which was really good. Unfortunately, then this hit. So I feel bad for the guy, you know? All of his hard work to work on this show, and he, you know, quit his, you know, daytime job or whatever, which was really good, you know, to do this show, and now this happened, you know? You got to feel bad for these people, and anybody in the music industry or anything else for that matter, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the concert, and the people who go to these, like a lot of the people who, you know, people who like to go do the meet and greets and stuff. There are people sometimes who live on that stuff. They love that interaction with the fans, and the fans get to say, you know, thank yous to the people or whatever. But, you know, not having that interaction, you know, you can't connect with the audience anymore. And some of those people, guys like Lou Ferrigno or a lot of those guys who, you know, make a lot of their supplemental income by doing a lot of these meet and greets, they can't do that, you know, because of all the nonsense.
Hey, can you plug a link to this podcast?
Yeah, I should be able to. Just email it to me. If you email it to me, I can embed it in here and then I can spread it out that way.
How can I email it to you? I'm on a phone call with you.
Well, when you're done, email it.
Okay.
You got a computer.
I'm on a phone.
Oh.
I'm trying to find it on the computer now, and I can't seem to find it.
What, my podcast?
If somebody was to look it up on
Spotify.
If somebody were to look this up online, how would they find it?
Me? If they go to... I'm on Blog Talk Radio, but you can also go to... Now you can go on Spotify, because I'm on there now, as of today. It's F4L Headquarters with... the F4L icon. If you find that, you can't miss my picture and all that stuff. There's only one of me.
F4L Headquarters. I'm looking this up.
Should be on. I just uploaded it to. I just partnered with Spotify again today. My old one's on there too.
Is it F4 Let's Go? Is it F4 Let's Go?
It's F as in the. You know how F4L is. It's also on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can find me on there too. Put in Blog Talk Radio /
Blog Talk.
F4L Headquarters with the icon. Find me?
Blog Talk Radio, right? What do we search for on Blog Talk?
On Blog Talk, you go to F4L Headquarters with the F4L icon. You'll see my picture located. You can't miss me. There's only one insignia for me. There's only one F4L Headquarters. There's only one F4L icon.
I'm trying to find it.
I'm gonna send it. I'm gonna send you this after this because there's
okay.
The technical issues I had the other night. I don't want to disconnect and then have to lose you. I don't want to do that. But I'll send you the thing after this. You'll be able to follow it from there.
All right.
I have your messenger up next to me, so I'll just send it over there afterwards. But I'm on Spotify, too, as of today. I'm also on iTunes, apparently.
All right.
Yeah. We just started this new format, so I'm liking the new format so far. At least I have, like, this guest call-in number, you know? And this is live.
Right.
But you can hear the, you know... back things of it. And you can actually download it if you find it. You can download it and you can listen to it later. Lucky you.
I'm trying to find it now.
My awesome dialogue in your thing for the rest of the time.
I'm trying to see it right now. You can't find it. F4L.
There's only one F4L.
F4, let's go. That's all I see.
There you go.
No, it's just how he spoke it right there.
It's F as in the number. F4 as in the number. And then L as in L.
Yep.
All one
thing. See, right? It says F4L, let's go.
You can't see my picture. I mean, you can see my picture, I would imagine. It's F4L with the F4L icon. Today's episode is called Talking Tuesday. Maybe you can look that up. Maybe you'll find it there. This
Talking
episode
Tuesday.
Is called Talking Tuesday from the F4L headquarters. Because the actual title of the channel is the F4L headquarters. But
that
today's episode is Talking Tuesday since it's Tuesday. And then Friday I got TGI F4L Friday weekend kickoff. That's on Friday, 10 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time. Good times.
Yes, sir.
Well, it was great to have you on. It's great to catch up with you. We're going to have to get together one of these days. Since I know you're not really too far away.
Nope,
we're going to have to get down there and see what's up.
All right, yeah. Try to make it out to that February 21st show if you can.
That's in Worcester, you said, right?
Yes, sir. It's at Electric
Haze. All right, you send me the link, then I'll put the link on here, and then everyone can check it out. I think everyone's in the new. I think everyone at this point would love to see some live music with live people. You know.
We'll do,
I know,
sir.
I am. Looking forward.
Yeah,
I'll
have some special guests out there as well with me.
Sweet. Anybody we know?
I don't know.
You're checking right now.
You too, Chucky.
Oh. You know we're gonna. When's this show?
February 21st.
All right.
PM.
We're gonna have to get you on the show before that, so you can maybe, you know, give us the headline or whatever, and run down the card. What do you think?
Yes, sir.
Come back on
the show.
Maybe we'll have to have you come on one of the Friday shows, since, you know, what better way to kick off the weekend than have some tunes and look forward to a concert, huh?
Yes, sir. That would be amazing.
Have you come on Friday, we could chat it up and see what's up.
Yes, that would be very amazing, Jazz. I appreciate
Excellent.
You so much.
It's
Thank you for having
man.
Me on your show.
It's always a pleasure, man. And, you know,
All right.
stop in sometime. Take care, bud.
All right. All right, bye-bye.
Keep safe, bye. Well, wasn't that lovely, folks? It was great to have a guest on, McNeezy. He's a rapper from Charlestown, Massachusetts, and you know, he's a really talented guy. He has a pretty good knowledge and has a lot of, you know, puts a lot of work into his rhymes, I guess, and stuff like that. I mean, a long time ago he came up with a entrance theme for Jazz Vengeance at the time. At some point when I get to have him play that for us, we can hear it. Since, you know, my in-ring career, I'm at the tail end of it, as you heard. The only time I plan on getting back in the ring is for the charity event that we're going to be doing once everything gets, you know, settled down and things get back to normal, because that event needs to have live people in order to pull that off. But when it does, that will be awesome. And once that happens also, you know, it'll be fun to, you know, come out to the ring and perform in the ring again, since it's been a little while. But in case you guys have forgotten, don't think I've forgotten. I especially don't want Justin Bieber to forget that I do have an upcoming, my in-ring UFC debut coming up this summer. And it's already been, you know, it's going to be announced very shortly, as far as from the Dana White and the UFC itself, as an exhibition card between two YouTubes and a YouTube sensation, a YouTube icon. Of course, I'm going to be the icon because he's a clownfish. And he left YouTube, so I win. So, yeah, so that's going to come up this summer. And I do know it's going to be in Las Vegas. So, you know, he's going to be making his in-ring debut too. So, here's what I know about when it comes to, you know, combat sports. Two people are going to step into a cage. Reality is only one person is going to walk out a winner. And I can tell you right now, It'll be a cold day in hell before I don't walk out with my hand raised. I'm going to call that right now. I put in all the work and dedication, and I've already cut down a lot of things. I'm already dropped the weight. I'm already looking, feeling amazing. So the Biebs has got some problems coming his way. So, you know, should be fun. Of course, this took place due to the fact that, you know, I called him out a number of years ago as a character I was pursuing. And then years later, Justin Bieber in real life decided he was going to challenge all people, Tom Cruise, who was 50 plus years old. He knew wouldn't fight him. So I reissued my challenge. And of course, that is what led into this whole thing where he wants to prove that he's a tough guy. Well, I'm ready to show him, representing America, as he, I'm going to beat him up. And it's going to be an exhibition. Thank you very much. Well, folks, I'm going to end the show a little bit early since I have 23 minutes left. And I don't really want to sit here and blab on for another 23 minutes. Plus, my wife just came home, and she's nice to give you guys some background and sound effects. So I'm going to spend some time with my wife, who just got home from work with the peoples and, you know, whatnot. So for all you guys, I'll be back on the actual. I'm going to do a special show this week on Thursday, so you guys know. So be looking for Thursday and Friday, of course, for TGIF for all weekend kickoff on Friday, the usual time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So everyone, wherever you are, may all your dreams come true. Good night. May all you, peace.